will be your assistant during the conference today. At this moment, we would like to give you a warm welcome to the results presentation for the fourth quarter 2017. All lines have been placed in mute to avoid any background noise. After the comments by the presenter, there will be a moment for questions and answers. If you would like to ask a question in that moment, you just need to dial asterisk after one and one in your dial pad. Now let me introduce you Ricardo Sierra, Celsius CEO. Please go ahead. Thank you so much, Samuel. Very good morning. Thanks for being today in this call in which we're going to be talking about the results and the progress of our business and the execution of the strategy during the fourth quarter 2017. I would like to start talking about the issuing and placement of stocks as we started today, as you could see in the advertisement that was posted in several national newspapers. We are also inviting our stockholders and the general public to make part of this company and to help us with the strategy to consolidate the operations in Colombia, to strengthen the capital structure, and to continue growing in a profitable way. With the issue of these stocks, we hope to get 1.5 trillion, from which we hope to invest approximately 920 billion in increasing the participation in ESA, hopefully up to a 14 additional percent, which is the plan. Additionally, we're going to pay some debts for 550 billion, especially in Celsius Individual and in Central America. With this, we will be able to release the possibilities of growth in the operative structures and also to continue with our strategy to have more solar farms, to finish more plant, to get more Planet 5 Caribbean, and to increase the abilities and experience of our customers. The underwrite shares price that was informed this week is going to be 4,480 pesos per extra stock. This is an attractive price that will enable our stock investors to get opportunities of profitability by understanding the fundamental value of the assets in our company. Let's talk about the progress in our business. In the last call, we confirmed the good news about the starting of the operations of our first solar farm, Celsius Solar Jumbo. The balance of this first quarter is very positive. The generation was as expected. The coordination with XM has been very successful. And also, we have a very good piece of news is that we signed an agreement with a big consumer that have at their offices very close to this farm. So we managed to get very positive conditions in terms of time and price. And the positive thing is that they don't have to connect to their P&D of the system, so they don't have to pay a lot of costs, and that optimizes the profit for them and for us. They will get about 40% of their demand from this solar farm. This is very interesting because the B2B in farms is going to be a very important business. As you have learned, our vision of the future is to consolidate ourselves as a leading company in renewable sources in the region. And that's our purpose, to develop another solar projects in Colombia and Central America that enable us to add at least 250 megawatts. We hope that in the second quarter, we have about 200 new megawatts in building between Colombia and Panama. So the solar part, we want to continue being the leaders in the country, and we want to continue developing this technology. Regarding other generation assets, we have very positive results as well. In general, our hydroelectric stations in Colombia were always available to get the maximum generation thanks to the hydrological efforts from the last months. In the next quarter, we hope that the hydroelectric generation continues over the budget based on the levels of the reservoirs and the expectations that we have in a slow Niña, but still rainy. Regarding maintenance, we finished with success in only 120 days the repowering of Salva Jinas Unit 1, which is what we mentioned last fall. This represented a milestone in terms of engineering because we increased the ability of generation in this, of this station in 30 megawatts. The installed capacity was 285 megawatts, but now it is 315. This is as if we had built 1.5 small hydroelectric stations. This is very interesting. It gives us more power and more ability in moments in which our the reservoirs are full. We are also executing other maintenance in Salva Jinas and Achiqueya and in Tijuana. In Central America, we are going to have important maintenance in, that are going to be focused as usually during the summertime, which is the most convenient time of the year to do this. So we are going to be really busy regarding or making sure that our assets are in the best possible conditions. Regarding the thermal operation in Colombia, we have very positive results. We finished in December the maintenance for Flores 1, which included the last or cutting-edge technology parts, increasing power efficiency and reliability of these machines. After this overhaul, additional to the increase of the frequency of this maintenance, the plant's capacity is increasing 6.5 megawatts. At the same time, in 2018, we're going to be doing Flores 4 maintenance, so we're going to get 6.5 megawatts more with a better heat rate. So the industrial unit in Flores is generating a spectacular amount of availability due to the change in the agreement that we made with Siemens. So the maintenance is going to be decreased, and the availability is going to be increased. So that plant is going to be a very relevant asset for us. In Eléctrica, the thermal plant that we have in Barranca Bermeja, we're going to be doing at the beginning of this year maintenance in the station and the transmission lines. And additionally, we managed to finish a negotiation of gas purchase options. So we have ensured up to 2022 the backup of the obligation. And these enable us to mitigate an operational risk that was important when we activate some difficulties. In Central America, in the thermal plants, we're doing some annual maintenance that we have for both Bahía Las Minas and Cativa, which are carbon plants and liquid fuel plants. In TMD, in the TMD business, we have very positive news as well. In November, we finished in the established deadlines the third project that was allocated from Plan Caribe, which was building the new Montería substation in Córdoba with 110 kilobytes and 1.5 kilometers of distribution line. This is going to increase the reliability in the, of the whole system, distribution system in the department. We also finished other projects, La Guajira, the Cuestecita substation, and the increasing of the Maitán-Riohacha substation, as well as the increasing of the substation in Valledupar. We're also building at 54 and 47% of progress the first phase of the Caracolí substation in Barranquilla and the building of the Manzanillo and Bolívar substation. Additionally, the project that is called Norte in the Atlantic part of the country, which means building the North substation and the increase of the new Barranquilla substation, we are in the previous stages before the construction phase. In the Plan 5 Caribe, we have executed about 200 million pesos, billion pesos out of the 450 billion pesos that today we have scheduled or budgeted for these projects. We have to differentiate this. When we get these projects, we have created 450,000 billion for that. But thanks to the good job performed by our team and the efficiencies with the with our suppliers and during the construction phase, now it seems that the price is going to be lower. The building price, the building price has been lower, and so that means we have reduced our investment in 20,000 billion. That's important in order to continue increasing the profitability of these projects, which were positive from the very beginning. Regarding the new businesses, to continue with our purpose of innovating and improving the experience for our customers, we are installing several electric car stations. We have three already. We started the third one, which is 7.5 kilowatts for all types of electric cars. This was installed in Central Este, and we had already had it opened the stations in Centro Comercial Oviedo and EAFIT University. The results are very positive in terms of the operation. We are starting the first ones in Cali, the first stations in Cali for electric cars. So we are continuing with the process of transforming the transportation system so that now it turns into a shift into the electrical system. So this is going to improve efficiency, consumption, and of course the quality of the air and the comfort of the cities where we live. So we are working on this little by little and creating this new business model. Additionally, a couple of years ago, we also decided to experiment with new commercial initiatives to solve needs and situations for our customers. We are now getting commercial results that are very interesting. First, regarding the solar roofs, we continue working very hard on that. We have 97 solar roofs installed, and in Kansas, we are installing them and closing them up, and this is already generating 40 megawatts capacity. Additionally, in the backup energy or power, we have 21 plants that are being installed. And additionally, the thermal district of Nuestra Montería Shopping Center is fully operative. We have very positive experiences, good learnings, and we are starting to build the second thermal district that is going to be installed in Serenelmas in Cartagena. We continue studying possibilities. We see this is a type of asset that is going to continue to develop, especially in the Caribbean coast. We are also convinced that we have to continue diversifying and to create differential products, not only in power, but also in other products and services that our customers need, and that Celsia is convinced can provide. Let's take a look at the results. You could see them from Friday, they were posted, but let's go into the details. Regarding the evolution of the Colombian power demand, this quarter was 16,984 gigawatt hour. It grew 2.5%. The regulated percent, the regulated market grew in 3.4%, and the non-regulated grew in 0.8%. Our business of commercialization, where the regulated market grew or increased their 5%, and the non-regulated grew by 10%. So we had very positive results. I would like to acknowledge this for our commercial team that have been working in a very good way. The hydrical support for the interconnected system had a 79% of the median historic behavior, which was under 96, but was what we had for the last year. These reservoirs had a 65% of the useful volume. In Panama, the Fortuna reservoir that is in Chiriquí reduced the useful level, but it's almost 100%. It's still at 100%. Bayano increased the level from 58% to 71%. In general, the better hydrological conditions and very high participation of the hydroelectrics on the dispatchments enabled that the marginal cost of the energy was $55 per megawatts during the quarter, and the bunker and carbon increased by 31% and 38% respectively. The cost of diesel reported by the centros in Panama was reduced or dropped by 8%. Actually, the median cost was during some weeks was zero, thanks to the fact that there was too much water in the system. Now, let's take a look at the operational results and the financial results. Remember that we have the quarter detail and you have the evaluation kit that is also posted in the investment site. During the fourth quarter, the consolidated results were 863 billion, which is 4% over the same period 2016, and the accumulated the incomes are reaching 3.1 billion. In Colombia, we had a result for 323 trillion. In the wholesaler market, the energy produced in Colombia was 1,442 gigawatts per hour. There is a 31% increase in the hydraulic generation due to a higher availability of water to operate. Thermal generation was practically the same. It increased only by 1%. The incomes by connection of use and connection of networks was 65 billion. The projects in P5 Caribe are already working, and they started to add 5,000-6,000 billion in 2017. When we have P5 Caribe in 1 year, it's going to have incomes for the EBITDA of 80,000 billion per year, which is going to increase 25% the EBITDA on the distribution side. The incomes from the commercialization of the retail system was 85%. There was a variation of 11% with a higher percent, and this is because of the higher amount of customers, both in the regulated and non-regulated market, and the that is indexed to the GDP. In Central America, we are highlighting incomes for $59 million. It grew 5% if compared to 2016. And the year explained mainly by the prices that, of the assets that we have there and the indexation of the contracts that we have in our centrals. As the year moved forward, we had 3.1 billion, and there was a reduction of 18% if compared to the previous year. But now you are going to see that the effects of these are the PIQ that we have for the hydraulic generation stock market prices and the thermal generation, and we're going to see that in spite of the fact that we have 18% of the drop of the incomes, the results of the incomes is the opposite. So there were increased a positive effect. The cost of the incomes during the quarter was 418 million, which is 5% less than what we saw last year due to a higher participation of the hydraulic generation. In Colombia, the cost of sales was 9% lower due to a lower cost in fuel, lower cost of purchase of energy of the spot price that was very, very low. In Central America, the cost of sales was higher in 16%, mainly due to a main price of the carbon bunker, and which also can also be seen in the income of the indexation of the incomes of the countries. The cost of sales reaches 2.5 trillion in a year, which is 28% of the reduction in 2016. Regarding the consolidated operation cost, we had 58,000 billion during the quarter, 8% more than what we had the previous quarter. As the move year, the cost of operation costs were 233 billion and they were only increased 2% if compared to 2016. So we had very good management. Actually, if we normalize this amount and we get the provision of Electric Caribe and the recovery of the accounts receivable, we would see a reduction of 8% in the operational costs if compared to the previous year. We hope that it's consolidated this year with all the job that we're doing in fiscalization or focusing on the EBITDA of the quarter was 390,000 million, which is 21% over 2016. The generator park in Colombia contributed with 160,000 and an increase of 68%. The distribution and commercialization business provided 78 billion, and Central America provided $23 million. As during the year, the EBITDA has 1.5 billion trillion, which is 9% more if compared to 2016. And the EBITDA margin was very positive, about 38%. Zona Franca Celgeo provided 185,000 billion in 2017. And additionally, there was an increase of 8% if compared with the last quarter. So the result was extraordinary in terms of the EBITDA for the company, and something important to have here is that it's the highest EBITDA that this company has reached. We hope this is a baseline to continue growing and to continue increasing our EBITDA levels. In the non-operational results of this quarter, we have a lower financial expense, obviously because of the lower growth and also because of the reduction of the GDP. But something else is that we are also improving our costs and tied to the IDR. During the quarter, we had an increase of taxes over expenses, and also caused by the fact that in 2016 we had an active deferred tax income that was 32,000 billion due to the losses, system losses due to Zona Franca Celsius caused by El Niño. With all this, Celsia has a net profit of net income of 71, net profit of 71 billion. When you discount the monetary rate, we have an earning of 39 billion. So in a year, we have 251 million. which is a very interesting number, net income, and the results is 141 billion. So we are increasing 47% if compared to the previous year. In terms of the cash, our consolidated is higher than 172 billion. We have generated cash by 1.1 trillion, which has enabled us to finance the capex and the payment of the debt. We have also enabled us to reduce the debt from the net debt and the EBITDA. We moved from 3.2 to 3.2 times. The management has been very positive regarding the debt, especially something that we are developing in Panama now that we have managed to get some the issuing of corporate bonds for 320 billion using our company Alternergy, which is 100% subordinated from Celsius, and we were able to refinance our debt in Panama. These resources were used to pay debt and short-term debt that we had with the regional banks that were used to buy those assets. And also, with that, we managed to increase the our year life for 2.5 years. So that means that we are improving our debt profile for all the investment plans. Regarding the capex and our investments, we executed 477,000 million during 2017. This is an important figure. 23% of that was generation related, 77% was distribution with Plan 5 Caribe, and all the rest was used for technology and the digital transformation process that we're doing and the process of innovation that you have learned about. Central America, we performed investments for 38 billion. The main part corresponds to maintenance and improvements in Bahía Las Minas, and the rest was spent in maintenance in Catiba. Some improvements that we did in Dos Mares and something that we are working in Guanacaste Lake Park. I would like also to say that in the last part of the quarter, we get some of those recognitions that are very important for us. We get the acknowledged in the portfolio awards in the category of innovation. This is something we are very happy about because we are being acknowledged for generating and making it sure that people are talking about the power energy, solar energy, and all the capacity, the training that we are providing, and also we are being pioneers in the installation of electric car installation system. All this is also thinking in Celsius. We like this acknowledgement, but we also like the acknowledgement when the customers trust us and they sign contracts with us. Also, in the last quarter, we were also acknowledged as the best 20 companies to work for in Colombia. We were in post 11. This is a very important achievement because it shows that all those that we're working in Celsius is not only building assets, but building a new culture, new working culture. Clearly, the customers start to see this, and we're being awarded with their businesses. So this makes us very happy. With this, we're closing the comments of the results, and we hope that this is starting with this conference and also with the issuing of the stocks, we start three intense weeks. We are ready to speak with you and to get the questions you have. I have the entire team. We have Esteban Piedraita, our CFO, and our relation with the stakeholders team. So we are ready for your questions and comments. Thanks so much. We would like to remind you now that if you have a question, please dial *1 in your dial pad. *1 for making questions, please. The first question is coming from Diego Vitrago from Barcelona. Good morning. Thanks for the presentation. I have two questions. First one is related to CAPEX for 2018. What information can you give us? We know that Termocaribe has 250 million for investment, but perhaps recurring expenses, and if you could detail the project apart from the maintenance, like the solar farms that you're planning to execute this year? And also, how is the environmental licensing and the developing of those other projects? And the other part is, has to do with the contract that was mentioned of the Celsius Jumbo Solar Farm. Would it be possible to get some additional details to what you mentioned in this call? Okay, Diego. Let me ask Taylor to talk about the CAPEX for 2018, especially on what we talk about continuity CAPEX and expansion CAPEX. We're going to have a very interesting topic in that regard. And the other part is, let me talk to you about the solar farm. Unfortunately, we still have some confidentiality things that won't let us speak. If you look at the prices that we had modeled, the profitability of the solar farm, Jumbo, we had modeled an energy that was based on the stock market. These prices were about 280 or 200 pesos. But we have managed to surpass that amount thanks to the fact that the customer has an old cost of 350 pesos kilowatt, in spite of the fact that it's an important customer, but they also have to pay all the transmission tolls that our rates is not only buying the generation, but they also have to pay for the transmission, the distribution, the reception, and the commercialization. So all that has led them to have a cost around that. And obviously, we have a point in the middle that makes sense for both for them and for us. So we should be making the investment for a connection very soon. And then from there, we will be able to provide more details. So you're very happy with this. But we believe that that enables a business model for many industrial customers that today have land around these factories, not only the roofs, but they can also use them for self use. Now, regarding the CAPEX, Esteban is saying that there were many questions regarding the CAPEX. I would like to start from the back part. First, with the pipeline, and then we will see what amounts of risk spend. In the pipeline, from the point of view of the solar farms, in the initial exercise that we had been, were 5 farms, 4 in Colombia, 1 in Panama. The current status for all of them is Jumbo has already been built. Celsius Solar Bolívar, which is the next one, is a farm of 9 megawatts. It's fully finished. We are finishing to create the building construction building contract. We're going to be devoting our time to build this farm in February. Then we're going to get the new big ones, which are 2 ones that have 100 megawatts. One is going to be located in Valledupar, the other one in Santander. From those, the one in Valledupar has a previous consultation. Now we have the previous consultation with indigenous communities, and we are also doing the environmental studies in the ministry. So all these elements are ready. In Santander, we are also finishing all the impact environment studies, and we're going to finish that and to provide this information and to get the environmental license that based on the hydroelectric information is a little bit different because of the type of technology that we're going to be using. So we hope we're going to get the process is going to be dependent on the law fund, which is about 6 months. Panama Farm has all permissions, so everything is ready. This month we should be signing the connection agreement, which is the last thing that is missing with EPESA. Once this is signed, we will start doing the bid for building the farm. This is where Ricardo was mentioning that we hope to get 200 megawatts in building during the second semester of this year. Apart from this, we have new farms, we have new projects that add an interesting amount of megawatts, which is more faced in 2019, because in 2018 is going to be all the development part. What projects do we have in this moment in the pipeline? The most important one is Plant 5 Caribe. From there, we are going to get the central Santander. We have spoken a lot about that, but remember last year we mentioned that San Andres had reached all the agreements and was ready for building. That central is going to be built this year.
Right.
Those are the most important projects, and additional the solar initiatives. And then from there, we're going to get some additional projects. We have to highlight the Serenel Mar Thermal District and the 35 megawatts of the solar roofs. And in the CAPEX, we get, you have always told us that we have the recurrent CAPEX that is about 200 billion pesos per year. So this year, due to the end of the technological reconversion, both in the central elements and the redistribution, we hope that we get some recurrent amounts. There are many projects that are going to be finished during this year, and there is going to be a lot of overhauling that is going to be taking place this year. In that sense, if compared to 250 billion that were invested this year, we estimate that the investment, without getting nothing new with new projects or any additional growth topics, the investment should be around for this year about 650 or 700 billion pesos for this year in investment. Okay, thank you so much. Next question is coming from Diana Mesquera, Sura Manager. Good morning. Thanks for this space. I would like to ask two questions. First, could you please tell us about the conditions over the contracts with gas to provide carbon reliability? And the second part is if you can talk about prices for 2017 spot prices. Okay, Diana. Allow me to give the floor of the gas options contracts that we have with Metallica to Esteban. This is a very interesting topic that we have with an important company that is called, well, we don't know what's going to be the owner, but it's the same contract that we have and that we have been we have been renovating this last year, so the investment should not be changing. Then it's going to give you more details. Regarding the spot prices, it's going to depend a lot with La Niña, because what we have forecasted is that should be some pesos over the average last year, which was about 110 pesos, right? 115. So we're waiting, we expect that it's 15 or 20 pesos over that level on average. The advantage is that La Niña not declared Niña from last year, was the one that generated that there was an excess of water and the prices were very low. This year, the prices depend in 110, 115, and it's going to reach 120 and 150, but we should be an average price of 20 pesos over if the conditions are the appropriate ones, but also depends on what is going to happen with this Niña. All the models are saying that from March or April, we're going to get an accelerated road for normality. You see the provisions is not that they are very crazy, so I would feel that the prices should come to lower levels. Well, regarding the price to gas conditions, and also to remind you, let's say that there are two differences. One is tied up to the condition of the regasification plan, buying gas in the international market, and the purchase options for gas that we have inside the country now are the ones that are signed, are up to the year 2023. Those are the ones that we already have. That is going to give us the certainty of 5 years. And the other part is that those options depend upon determined time. Once that we reach the scarcity price, we get the natural gas at a price level that is after the new formula of the scarcity price. We have a plan that is going to generate not the same amount of margin that we generate in Flores, but it basically allows Marlefica to get a very positive position to reach their obligations and to get some margin if compared to the scarcity plan or scarcity price. Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Jenna. Next question is coming from Carlos Rodriguez, Urcarse team. Thank you so much for the conference. I have two questions. The first one has to do with the view of the spot prices, but more going forward when Ituango is getting ready, and also if you can tell us, give us some guidance on Porvenir in the next years. Okay, Carlos. It's a very complicated question regarding the spot prices with Ituango. I believe Ituango has done something in the market that is that everybody knows that it's coming. It's like a phantom, but it has very considerations. The first one is that we feel that EPM in the market has reposting a lot of that energy, a lot of that energy. So there were two structural elements. The first one is that 2 years ago, there were no agreements for more than 5 years due to availability of energy. And from one moment to the other, we started to see different competitors that get between 7 and 10 years. So that is a signal that they were reposting or replacing a lot of energy. Remember that we only had not only energy from Ituango, but from Sogamoso and Timbo, so they're getting additional energy. So there was a substantial change, very positive for the market, for the customers, for the industrials, who in a way have also said problems with the final dates or the end dates in their agreements. The other part is that there are levels, and we're going to depend a lot on how it's going to move. But I would say that the spot price today to get to recover some of those investments, it's not that you can go and give away the energy. With those investments are very high, so I would say that we don't see there is going to be a big expectation or a big impact. We are a very cyclical market. The hiring, the agreements of the plugs are about 70%. So what we have for a spot is somehow low. And I believe that there we will be able to see the effect. That's a difficult question. There are different models, and when you ask somebody, there could be a 20 pesos, but then the spot prices should be between 120 and 190 pesos, 180 and 190 pesos per year. It's a difficult question. We try to give you an answer in that regard. Thank you so much, Carlos. And now regarding Porvenir, please. Of course, Porvenir, we continue working on that. We are reviewing all the documentation. It's a strong process, and it's going to take longer than expected because we receive an informal an offer for the electrical systems, electromechanical systems, but then in the civil works, we are working on the numbers and working on the designs to optimize the value. We did not have a very positive result in that thing. So we're working on those figures. We're talking about different, we're talking with the different proposals to adjust those figures. In the social and environmental topics, we're working very hard. We continue working with our environmental licenses, and we continue working in the protection and development and the social parts. So the project is moving forward. Our construction date is not clear. If everything goes well, it should be happening at the end of the year. But we are just kind of working on that to see where we're going to get. Thanks so much. This question is coming from Rodrigo Torres, Valores and Investments. Thank you for the presentation. I wanted to ask about the CapEx, but now we have given the information. The other question that I have is the use of the rest of the resources of the issuing. One part is going to go to the buying of EFSAP, the other one to prepay debt. But I would like to know what's going to happen with the rest of the resources. Where is it going to be used? And Ricardo mentioned provisions topic, so I would like to know if that has already been finished, if the cycle is finished, and if there are some balances to cover, or we see some additional impact in the coming months. Well, regarding the question of provisions, we have nothing. That happened because of the Electricaribe situation that was impacted by the superintendency, and then we had some money affected. But that's in process. We recovered that money. Now, Esteban can give us some detail. And Termo Carmelaria, which is in the discard force. So there is nothing else, really. Now, regarding the use of the issuing resources, Esteban, it would be important to clarify that the part that is going to be spent in debt, which is 600 billion, well, it's going to be in pesos, and to take the good price of the dollar in this moment, which is a very interesting profit that we're going to get. So I guess it's important to clarify that.
Okay.
The use of the resources is going to be split in those two, buying EFSA and the leveraging of the matrix. The matrix has debt in pesos that are structured in two. First is the bonds program for 716 million, which is not going to be touched. And then some capital debts that were caused during the Nino condition, which is about 250 million pesos. That's the first use of those 600 million that were mentioned by Ricardo. The other 400 million are going to be spent in repaying debt that we have in dollars regarding the society that we have in Curaçao, which is where we have focused our holding of operation in Latin America, in Central America. The other part is going to be spent, that's where we're going to be using the resources, and then apart from the information that Ricardo was giving on regarding the price of the dollar, that is going to give us a positive condition, because in the moment when we had, when we bought the assets, the exchange rate was 2,900. Now we're even getting less than that. So we're going to get an equilibrium in pesos, or actually a little bit of earnings at the moment of the purchase. The good thing, Rodrigo, is that we're going to pay those debts, and the operations, for example, EFSA in Colombia and the operations in South America, are going to release the possibility of continue making investments and to get the structural debt based on the project that they are developing. So there are very positive things that are going to be developed there. Remember that those projects, renewable projects, they want to, everybody wants to finance them, everybody wants to be a partner there, so we have very interesting possibilities to increase our levels of debt. Okay, thank you so much. Buen chicken por venir. Good day, everybody. Thanks for the presentation. I have two questions. The first one is if you could give us guidance for margin for Celsius and a guidance on margin of the pizza for the end of the year for Celsius. Thank you, Juan. Now, I don't know if you can give some guidance, but at least a framework for that. Well, the framework for this is that we keep the exercise Celsius due to their operations that they manage. They only usually get a margin of Celsius is about 30-35%. What we expect is that with the recovery of those 50 or 20 pesos in the spot and their arrival of the Plan 5 Caribe, the margin, the EBITDA margin for EFSA for this year was closed around, let me give you a figure, we should close at 38, and what we hope is that it's going to increase 40% or about 45%, which is the long-term margin that we have considered for EFSA. How much are we going to get in 2018? That as a margin is, we don't know how much guidance we can give, but we hope in general terms we get a recovery as prices are increased and as Plan 5 Caribe starts working, that have the EBITDA margins that we have spoken, that I mentioned about, and the solar farms margin. So what we hope is that we're going to get some 45% margin. So better guidance is difficult to provide. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Juan. And in this moment, we have no more questions. We are letting our presenters to give their last comments. Thank you, Samuel, and to all those who are here. Today, we're starting the issue in the stocks. We're very happy to announce them with very positive results for 2017. We hope we can keep them for this year and that all the investments enable us to keep working and growing. We also want to remind you that today we're starting to negotiate the rights for those who couldn't be stock holders before the deadline was over. We hope we get an active agreement of rights for those who want to do that. Thank you, everybody. We're ready to solve any questions you may have. Hopefully we get to see you in the issue of the stocks. That is something that makes us very happy. Thank you so much, Samuel, and everybody. This is the end of the conference for today's conference. We thank you all for your participation. Now you can hang up.